You're someone who likes to be, you know, on the cutting edge, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, are those old ways of reaching out starting to feel like they're hitting a wall?
Yeah.
We've got a fascinating collection of insights here today that really digs into how recruiters are making, well, genuine connections and bringing in new business now. It's really about moving way beyond those tired old tactics.
Absolutely. And this deep dive, it's all about understanding how successful recruiters are actually acquiring new clients in today's market. The information we're looking at, it presents some really compelling ideas that, frankly, challenge the traditional sales playbook.
Exactly. Our main focus today comes from a resource called Podcast Script, Beyond Cold Calls: How Modern Recruiters Win New Business.
Right.
We're going to pull out the key strategies and, you know, the really actionable stuff from this material.
And for you, our listener, especially if you value getting smart quickly and effectively, this should be a concise yet hopefully thorough look at modern business development. And the beauty of it is, these core principles, they apply way beyond just the recruitment world. Expect some maybe light bulb moments and clear takeaways you can actually use.
Yeah, hopefully. Our mission today is basically to unpack these winning strategies, pinpoint what makes them so effective right now in this client-driven landscape, and understand the why behind their success.
Sound good.
Okay, so let's get into it. One of the first things that really jumps out from our material is just how ineffective relying solely on cold calling has become.
Yeah, that really stands out. What's interesting is the assertion that just bombarding people with unsolicited calls isn't just less effective. The source actually describes it as tone deaf in today's business environment.
Wow, tone deaf. That's strong.
It is, and it signals a pretty significant shift, I think, in expectations about how businesses want to be approached. The days of just interruption and, random pitches, they just aren't cutting it anymore.
Right. It really highlights a need to completely rethink that initial outreach, doesn't it? The material emphasizes moving away from that purely transactional approach to building something much more strategic, like from the very start.
So the obvious question then is, okay, if cold calling is losing its punch, what takes its place?
Exactly.
Well, the information we have suggests a really compelling starting point, becoming a genuine expert in a specific niche.
Now, this isn't just about like ticking a box that says specialist. It's about truly deeply understanding a particular area.
Right.
The material calls it a competitive edge. And it's easy to see why. If you're talking to a potential client and you really get their industry, their unique challenges, their specific hiring headaches, that's instantly more valuable than someone just coming in with a broad general approach.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, being that sort of go-to niche expert allows you to speak directly to what keeps your potential clients up at night. And that builds trust incredibly quickly. The material also points out a really valuable side effect. It drives word-of-mouth referrals because people in that niche start to recognize you as the specialist.
And it's not a passive thing, is it? The material gives really clear steps. Pick that niche, learn the specific language they use,
Learn the lingo, yeah.
and actually get involved in the conversations happening within that community. It's about immersing yourself. There's a fantastic line in the source: positioning beats pitching every time.
That's such a key takeaway, isn't it? It really emphasizes that establishing yourself as knowledgeable and relevant has to come before any attempt to sell your services.
Totally.
Building on that foundation, the next strategic shift involves using content in a really, really smart way.
Ah, yes, content. This is where the traditional sales approach really gets turned on its head.
It does.
Instead of leading with, here's what we offer, it's about providing value up front. The material gives some great examples of what this content could look like. Maybe quick insights into the market, updates on salary trends,
Yeah, little nuggets of useful info.
even short videos answering common questions clients might have.
And what's fascinating here is how this kind of content changes that initial contact. Instead of an unexpected sales pitch, you're offering something genuinely helpful.
Right.
The suggested way to reach out is interesting too. A brief personalized note
Yeah.
saying something like, "Thought this might be relevant to you. Keen to hear your take."
I like that. It's collaborative.
Exactly. It's a brilliant way to start a dialogue rather than just delivering a monologue. It essentially turns what could be a cold outreach into a warm conversation starter, as the source nicely puts it.
It's all about leading with value, which, you know, naturally opens the door to more positive and engaged conversations. Now, a crucial platform for this kind of engagement, and really for modern business development in general, is LinkedIn. Yeah. But the material is really clear that it's far more than just an online resume database.
Oh, absolutely. The source positions LinkedIn as a genuine business development platform, stressing that it's a space for active participation.
Active.
Yeah, this means going beyond just having a profile.
Mm-hmm.
It involves engaging thoughtfully with prospects, commenting on their posts, following their company pages, maybe sharing their content, and contributing your own relevant insights too.
So it's about demonstrating your expertise through what you do and what you share online.
Precisely. The material highlights the value of creating content that mirrors the kinds of discussions you'd have in an actual pitch meeting.
Ah, interesting. Like a preview.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
It allows potential clients to get a real feel for your understanding and your approach before you even have a direct conversation.
Yeah.
It's about showing them what you bring to the table, not just telling them.
Got it.
The source encourages you to think of yourself as a talent strategist, a market insider, a business partner, and to really embody that on the platform.
That's a mindset shift.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then having built those relationships and demonstrated your value, the source moves on to a tactic that's perhaps surprisingly underutilized, simply asking for introductions.
Yes, referrals. It's something that can often be overlooked, can't it? But the material rightly points out that they are underused and undervalued.
Definitely. The key seems to be knowing the right moment and, well, the right way to ask.
And when is the right moment?
The prime time highlighted is right after you've delivered great results for a client or maybe found a great role for a candidate. That's when they're most likely to be happy to help out.
Makes sense. Leverage the goodwill.
Exactly. And the suggested wording is pretty direct but effective. Who else in your network is struggling with hiring right now?
Okay, straight to the point.
Yeah, but the source offers a really smart tip, too, to make it easier for them to say yes.
Oh.
By perhaps suggesting specific companies they might know. You know, do you know anyone over at Company X or Company Y who might be facing similar challenges?
Blah, prompting them. Less mental work for them.
Exactly. It's about being clear and confident in your request, which makes it much simpler for them to connect you with relevant people.
Okay, that's a practical tip.
Which leads us nicely, I think, to considering a broader strategic alignment. The synergy between recruitment and marketing.
Right, the bigger picture.
The material specifically speaks to leaders on this point, emphasizing the critical need for a marketing strategy that actively supports lead generation and builds that all-important brand trust.
And this isn't just about like having a nice website or a few social media posts, is it?
No, not at all. The material gives concrete examples of coordinated efforts, things like running a blog series, hosting podcasts, hey, like we are right now.
Hi, indeed.
Or putting on live webinars. These kinds of initiative, they help to generate warm leads.
Warm leads, okay.
And they equip recruiters with much more effective messaging, which ultimately can lead to shorter sales cycles.
So marketing primes the pump, essentially.
You could say that. The source has a really impactful line. Marketing isn't fluff. It's the foot in the door before your recruiters pick up the phone.
The foot in the door. I like that.
It really underscores the idea that a strong marketing presence sets the stage, making those initial outreach attempts much more likely to be well received.
Okay, makes total sense. Now, when we look at the tools available, the material emphasizes a really crucial area where many might be, well, missing out.
Yeah.
Effectively using AI within their CRM systems for prospecting.
AI in CRM.
Yeah.
This is where technology can offer a real competitive advantage, I think.
How so?
Well, the source highlights that modern CRMs often have AI-powered tools that go way beyond just basic filtering. They can analyze your existing client data.
Okay.
To spot patterns and identify lookalike businesses or contacts companies or people similar to your best clients that you might not have discovered through, say, manual searching.
So it's about uncovering those hidden opportunities, like finding needles in the haystack, but letting the AI do the hard work.
Pretty much. And the AI can help remove any unconscious biases in your search, too. It significantly speeds up the process of building your list of potential clients, and it can highlight connections you might have otherwise overlooked.
That sounds powerful.
It can be. And if you're targeting specific roles or company sizes or particular industries, the AI can quickly segment and refine your list, saving you a huge amount of manual grunt work.
Right.
The core message here is that it's not just about having more data. It's about having Better data served up in a way that helps you move faster and smarter.
Better data, faster, smarter.
Got it.
For example, some systems even use things like predictive lead scoring to help you prioritize outreach to companies that the data suggests are likely to be hiring soon.
Okay, that's definitely moving beyond simple filters.
Way beyond.
So, to kind of bring it all together from this deep dive, the central message from the source material seems really clear. Achieving success in winning new business today,
mm-hmm.
especially for recruiters, but like you said, with wider applications,
mm-hmm.
it hinges on proactively building trust and strategically leveraging smarter tools.
That sums it up well. This involves creating valuable content to kickstart conversations, consistently engaging on platforms like LinkedIn to really showcase your expertise.
Harnessing the power of AI within your CRM for more targeted prospecting, and just making sure your outreach is always relevant and personalized.
It really underscores that fundamental shift, doesn't it? Away from purely transactional interactions towards establishing more strategic, more value-driven relationships.
Exactly. And this brings up a really important point for you, our listener. How can you take these strategies and maybe apply them or adapt them in your own field, whatever that might be?
Yeah, that's the key question.
It's worth taking a moment, perhaps, to think about your current methods and where you might be able to incorporate some of these more modern approaches to building new connections and ultimately creating opportunities.
Absolutely. Good challenge. And on that note, here's maybe a final thought for you to really chew on. In a world that's just increasingly saturated with information, with noise, how will you rise above that noise and become the signal that your ideal connections are actively searching for?